Jesse texted Molly that he was fine and that she could stand down. Almost as soon as he had finished texting, the phone vibrated in his palm.
"Jesse, what was that about?" Molly asked, her voice strained with worry. "What were you doing?"
"Filling in another piece of the puzzle."
"You're getting cryptic on me again."
"The incident with Alicia and the bikers was no accident. Like I thought, it was a setup."
"But who said it?"
"Soldier Boy, Lee Harvey Vanderkamp. No doubt on behalf of his father."
"So, are we going to go wide with this photo and flush him out?" Molly asked.
"I don't think so. A guy like him, he'll go to ground. For now, the best thing for us is to let him be overconfident and think we don't know who he is or what he's been up to."
"What's up with Garrison?"
"Not much. Same routine as last night. Late hours at the office, then home." Jesse looked at his watch. "Go home and get some rest. I think we're all going to have to meet again tomorrow night."
"You sure, Jesse? I can put in a few more hours."
"Go home, Crane." She clicked off.